Earlier this month, a primary challenger to longtime New York Congresswoman Nita Lowey announced his candidacy for the Lower Hudson Valley District. He's hoping for an upset like the one Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez pulled off in a 2018 primary, unseating New York City Democrat Joe Crowley.
I announced because people are struggling in this district. Folks are working multiple jobs just to make ends meet, like my mother, who did so even with the help of a Section 8 housing voucher. Folks of a different generation are working well past the age of retirement to pay for the high costs of medical procedures and prescription drugs. And then you have folks in my generation. I'm 32 years old. Many of the people I know are living at home with their parents because they can't pay for rent or for the cost of buying a home. And we have someone in Congress who is not fighting nearly enough for us, especially in recent years. She's giving $7.6 billion to ICE back in February, despite the fact that ICE has been tearing families apart and locking kids in cages. She failed to bring us relief under the SALT deduction cap, which Donald Trump implemented in the 2017 budget. And so we need someone, and I would also mention that before I filed my announcement, that she did not support the impeachment of this president. And it was only after I was calling her out on Twitter and in my announcement on Monday, July 8th, that she reversed course yesterday by voting for the articles of impeachment on the House floor. And so we're already making a difference. It is so important that people in this district, in Rockland and in Westchester, who are struggling in this low-wage economy, have a progressive champion who's going to advocate policies that make a day-to-day difference in the lives of people, and not just for the wealthy few who live in this district.
So is now the time to be challenging? Is now the time that we have a fractured Democratic Party and it's time for the left to be challenging the center, right of center Democrat?
I think that's right. I think it is absolutely the time. Certainly the issues are urgent and are not going anywhere. And I think what we've seen is that in addition to challenging Republicans, the Democratic Party has to start rethinking some of what it's doing and start thinking about how it can be more aggressive in fighting as champions on behalf of working class people every day. We have control of the House of Representatives now, and we still have not opened an impeachment inquiry, despite overwhelming evidence of crimes by this president, and as evidenced in the Mueller report. And for me, as an attorney, it is unconscionable that any member of Congress, let alone Democrats, would fail to try to hold this president accountable in a meaningful way.
On the issue of SALT, Lowey, who chairs the House Appropriations Committee, reintroduced legislation in January to fully restore the state and local tax deduction that was curtailed by federal tax legislation President Trump signed in December 2017. She and Republican Long Island Congressman Peter King reintroduced the Securing Access to Lower Taxes by Ensuring Deductibility Act of 2019, or SALT Deductibility Act, to repeal the $10,000 limit on the SALT deduction.
As the chair of the House Appropriations Committee, and as Democrats control one chamber of Congress, their consent was required to pass any budget. And so Democrats could have insisted that any budget that passed this year contained a repeal of that $10,000 limitation. That is the kind of effective leveraging of our position. And now that we have a majority in the House of Representatives that we need to embrace, we cannot shy away from it. Republicans do much more aggressive things all the time. And that is what I'm proposing is actually within our constitutional authority as a majority in the House of Representatives.
How do you beat a very entrenched politician who's been there for quite some time and is now the chair, one of the most powerful people, women in Congress?
My incumbent has been in office for exactly 30 years. And I understand that this is going to be a difficult undertaking, but one thing I've seen is the overwhelmingly positive response from people at the grassroots level all the way up to members of the so-called party establishment who are cognizant of the need for change, who recognize that we've had someone respectfully who has not been present in the district. People really struggle to identify moments in recent history when she has been active and in touch with members of the community. And they understand and they're supportive, even if behind the scenes. But we have a very mobilized grassroots team of supporters. And I got over 50 people volunteering in the first week alone. And for someone who's never held elected office, I think that's extraordinary. And by this time next year, I think you'll be talking to the next nominee of the Democratic Party from the 17th Congressional District.
The 17th Congressional District includes all of Rockland County and part of Westchester County. A spokeswoman for Lowey says, quote, "Congresswoman Lowey is honored that the voters have entrusted her to represent them in Congress and would never take an election for granted," end quote. Lowey was first elected in 1988. Jones is a Rockland County native who currently lives in South Nyack. He was raised in Spring Valley and attended East Ramapo Public Schools. After college, he served in the Obama administration in the Office of Legal Policy at the Department of Justice, working on judicial nominations.
I went to Harvard Law School, graduated in 2013, went and worked at a corporate law firm for a few years to pay off as much of my debt from law school as I could, and then transitioned to the Westchester County Law Department, where I litigated some of the biggest cases for Westchester County and advised also on some legislation, and generally just had a fantastic time and really missed working there. But in order to do this campaign full-time, I did leave my job a few weeks ago.
As for the crowded Democratic presidential primary field, Jones has an eye on a few.
I have a few favorites. Let's just say that I will be supportive of whoever the Democratic nominee is, and I'm looking forward to learning more about many of the candidates who are interesting to me, but who I'm waiting to see answer questions on a whole range of issues that haven't yet come up in the debates.
Are there a few, though, that you're, you know, who were you interested to learn more? Who kind of catches your ear and eye?
You know, I love what Elizabeth Warren is saying, and not just because she is a professor at my law school, but Kamala Harris is someone who is inspiring to me. I think she has fantastic experience, and I think she's a fighter. I think she's going to be great on that debate stage with Donald Trump. Mayor Pete, he's interesting. Let's see if he can answer some questions over the course of this campaign about his record in South Bend and, you know, Julian Castro and, you know, Bernie, Joe Biden. Look, I'm going to vote for whoever the nominee is.
And if Jones were to be elected to Congress,
I would start fighting for the people in this district who have for too long lacked a champion on the issues that are mattering to everyday people. I'm talking about a $15 minimum wage, Medicare for all, the cancellation of student debt, criminal justice reform, reproductive justice. So these are the things that are animating, these and more are animating my campaign. And I'm going to be a fighter, and people are going to see it. I'm going to be present in this district. People are going to know that I represent them. Everybody. I'm not just going to be a representative for a small subset of folks. I'm going to be a representative for everyone in this district.
Jones says he will not accept donations from corporate PACs. In 2018, Lowy defeated Joe Ciardullo, a former Republican who ran on the Reform Party line. A Republican did not run. Lowy garnered 88% of the votes. For WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn in Nyack.